MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.
Chatting with Bradley Sachs, he's CEO of Arexi. Year ending March saw revenue of 6.8, HEPS down 18.2, but dividend unchanged at 12 cents. Brad, appreciate the time. You make the point that the year-on-year comparison, maybe not fair, negatively impacted by a delayed delivery of a fairly chunky terminal order. And of course, you had a fairly big contract that came in the prior year. If we take those two out, how was your year operationally otherwise?
So operationally, we're very pleased with how the year went. Across metrics that are easily comparable, we had license revenue up in our terminal business, up 31%. We exited the period with EBITDA growth in our software business, up 77%. Mm-hmm. We had terminal sales up by, the state grew by 5%. We're verging on 500,000 terminals in the not-too-distant future. So we are very pleased with how the business is operating. As you noted, there are some accounting issues that make the comparison a little bit challenging. But once we normalize for those things, HEPS were up 10%, which we think in this climate is pretty good given the investments that we're making. And with the acquisition of Payat, pro forma effect of Payat, which is their transaction we announced earlier in the year, our earnings would have been up 20%. So we think we're on a really good footing going into FY27.
And Payat from May, about R1 billion for 80%. What does it give you? I mean, is this tech you didn't have, or is it more of leapfrogging you ahead with that acquisition?
So it gives us a lot of things that we didn't have. The part that's the most difficult to replicate is the network of points of presence and capabilities that exist. They're in hundreds of retailers.
Yeah.
They have 150,000 mobile points of presence, and they are embedded in the software apps of many of their clients, which include banks and fintechs and others. Mm. And that means that we're in millions of downloads on people's phones already. And what this really does is it drives for financial inclusion and allows you to meet the customer wherever they are and allow them to pay in whatever tender type and instrument they would like. So it starts a whole new pillar of our business. Although it's payments related, it's not duplicative with anything that we do, but we can certainly enhance what they're doing with the portfolio of capabilities that we have within Arexi.
How did you fund it? Because at the time, and I asked, because your dividend remains flat at 12 cents, and I have to say, I thought you might take it out of the dividend, but apparently not.
Sorry, was your question, how did we find it?
Fund it. How did you fund the
fund it? Yeah. Fund it. We funded it through R200 million of cash that we have. We had over R325 million. So we used 200 of our own resources and we borrowed R800 million from Investec.
And you're still very, very cash generative. I mean, this is a very strong cash business. I mean, cash from operations up 25%, almost R260 million.
Exactly. And so on a pro forma basis, the EBITDA at Payat is $150 million. Mm-hmm. Most of that will convert into cash. So we think that we'll be close to $400 million in cash generation on a pro forma basis.
Mm. You mentioned up the top a delay in a substantial terminal order. You also mentioned worldwide shortage of microchips, and that's delaying timely delivery of terminals. This microchip, I mean, is this the demand from AI? Is this the states of Hormuz? What's the problem with microchips?
So I think across the entire semiconductor industry, all electronics use microchips.
Yeah.
And you've seen a diversion of capacity into higher GPUs as opposed to CPUs. Mm-hmm. And I think the effect that we felt was somewhat momentary because we haven't encountered a similar effect or consequence in additional orders. We have seen an increase in pricing on semiconductors, and that is being felt by everybody.
Yeah.
And it's affecting people from handset manufacturers, for phones, televisions, cars. It's across all areas.
Yeah, I mean, I look across my desk, there's just everything has got microchips in it, except maybe my pen, but everything else has. A last question, your Halo Dot enabled Apple's Tap to Pay iPhone launch in South Africa. Maybe I'm missing it, but I think that's a fairly big deal.
It is a big deal. So it's not a fairly big deal, it's a big deal. And we're particularly proud of that. We think it's tremendous. So you have to be a gateway service provider to do that, licensed by Apple. There are only a handful that have deserved that qualification. It allows us to do these launches globally. Mm-hmm. And we showed a slide today in our presentation of all the implementations that we have around the world. So we have things underway in Brazil, in Mexico, in the United States, in the Middle East, in Turkey, in Europe, in the UK, in Singapore, across and countries across Africa. So we are really starting to see some traction in the Halo Dot offering, and we think it is a testament to the basis upon which the platform was developed.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. It's Bradley Sachs. He's CEO of Arexi. Brad, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StandLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.